2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. It's a Tuesday evening, and we're watching a little bit of... Well, we got some hockey up on the screen. ESPN's got hockey back on their networks for the first time in like 17 years. Nice. And
have you ever played hockey?
You know what? I was part of that ill-fated...
It's like a yes or no question?
I know, just... but I was part... But here's... I've never played ice hockey.
Okay.
I played roller hockey. There was a there was a big push. So when I was a kid, I was living in Dallas. The Stars moved from
Minnesota.
They were the North Stars in Minnesota, and they came down to Dallas. And that was a huge push. Everybody suddenly got into hockey. And roller hockey, street hockey became like a thing. And I bought a pair of rollerblades and was the fat kid who sat in the goal. So yeah, there's that.
It's funny that you say that because
so
when I played hockey,
the answer is yes, Scott.
Yeah, I played goalie.
They're like, you got broad shoulders. Let's get him in there.
Well, and they said, and to be the goalie, you don't even have to be on ice skates.
Yeah, no,
you just wear like boots. So I wore boots.
You can just wear boots.
Yeah, I just wore the boots.
You gotta have skates on. You can't be out there with no skates on.
Look, they just wanted someone.
There's
got to
be a rule somewhere.
There's no rule.
Guarantee there's a rule. Be wearing. You think there are any NHL hockey players, hockey goalies wearing boots
sure
right now?
Well, I'm sure people who are hockey purists were like, how dare you? But
I think boots on the ice.
It was fun. I had a good time.
Well, we're watching some hockey tonight. We got a lot going on. And so does Kyrie Irving, everybody's favorite.
Oh, boy.
Everybody's favorite eccentric in the NBA. And. He's just one of those guys that has a lot of wild ideas about, you know, I think we've made a lot, much ado about nothing on his flat earth theory because I don't think he really believes that. This guy went to Duke, so I don't think he believes in a flat earth. Now, hollow earth, that's another story.
Different story.
But the Nets have decided they're not going to allow Kyrie Irving to be a part-time player. He was initially going to be looked at as a guy that would be helping out while his vaccination status is he's not getting it. The state of New York requires him to be able – or for him to be able to play and get paid in New York, it was he had to get vaccinated. But road games, they thought, well, let's work him into the road game system. And then finally the GM of the team looked at it and said, hey, I don't think we can do this. Sean Marks came out – this is the general manager, and he said, well, we've decided Kyrie Irving will not play or practice with the team until he is eligible to be a full participant. And I don't think this is a punishment as much as it is like, look, we couldn't coordinate how to make it work, you playing half the time for us. Because as it was, you couldn't even practice in the state of New York with the team with his vaccination status, what it is, which is he doesn't feel like getting it. They're not hearing a lot from Kyrie. He's just going along and doing his thing, saying, I'm not going to get vaccinated. So I look at this and I go – this guy's standing up for something, whatever it is, fine. In my mind, I go, if he's willing to give up the millions and millions and millions of dollars, which he would be giving up to make this point, I can't fault him for it. You know what I mean? Like, I have a little bit of a, hey, man, you're a bad teammate right now. But, I mean, other than that, if he's going to take the financial hit, I can't say anything except for, well, I guess he feels strongly enough that he's not going to play the, you know, he's not going to work and he's not going to play the game that he loves so much because he feels so passionately about not getting
here. Here's the challenge with all this, okay? This is a challenge. When you have the, and you don't have to agree or disagree with any of this, but this is just what's happening. The President of the United States is saying, look, we're going to require people, if they're going to work, they're going to do all these things, they're going to have to get vaccinated. I mean, we're seeing that in our own building here, right? And so if you want to function in certain instances as an employee, you need to kind of follow what the procedures are. Now, if it's a personal issue, if it's your, you know, whatever, you know, I don't know how many religious reasons why someone couldn't get vaccinated. I don't know, but you know, possibly that could be something. But if you really want to play, you really want to participate, you really want to, you know, function in your job, then there are just certain things that, you know, you're going to be asked to do. Now, I made a choice to do this for myself. You know, I felt like I got good information. I've had great, you know, I didn't have a bad experience with getting vaccinated. I didn't have any of that, right? I know of very few people who have actually had issues. I've known a lot of people who have not gotten vaccinated and have had serious issues.
Right.
I know people personally,
yeah,
who have died from this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to make this a crazy thing. But aside from that, when you're in a sport where you're a part of a team, like you have a responsibility. When someone does something that, you know, takes them away from the team, and it's a personal choice, whether it's making a decision to, you know, to get injured when they didn't need to be injured, kind of thing. Or,
what do you think that's what I wanted to ask.
I'd be furious about this
at a locker room level.
Yes,
like you've done the NFL locker room for a dozen years. The NBA locker room is even more intimate of a setting because it's so few guys, and I would assume because he's one of these marquee players on a marquee team in a marquee city that it would just get more awkward from a team standpoint. Do you think that this locker room, maybe they have no choice but to just move forward and treat it like an injury, I guess, and just go, yeah, he's out. But the reality is that it's different because it's not a regular injury. It is a –
you're out and you don't
need – some of these guys, he could
be
here
with
us. He could be here with us.
Yes.
So that's different.
Right. It's massively different. And what I think you fail to realize when you're young is you think that, oh, I'll have forever. And this is the part that's really hard. Is that you have a window. You only have so many opportunities. And if you don't take advantage of that time you have, I mean, Kyrie Irving is on almost a dream team with, I mean, everyone thinks that the Nets are the team to beat and that, you know, you have Kevin Durant and James Harden and Blake Griffin. And so you've got this great team. Now, whether they're a great team or not, I don't know, but they got a lot of really good players. And you are just personally saying, you know what? Oh, well, you know, it's just kind of a tough break here. It's like you have this one time in your life to be this athlete and to be on the stage and to do this. And it's so hard to win and it's so hard to get and be a part of a great team. And you squander this away.
You can't help but feel for the GM, too. He said, look, Kyrie's made a personal choice. We respect his individual right to choose. Currently, though, here comes the but. Currently, though, the choice restricts his ability to be a full-time member of our team, and we won't permit any member of our team to be participating at a part-time level. And it says, and if he were vaccinated, we would not be having this discussion. It's fine. We respect his individual right to choose, but we can't say that it doesn't affect us.
You know,
if he was vaccinated, we would not be having this discussion.
There are some guys that are like, man, I don't want to do the preseason stuff. Like, the season's long enough as it is. I play basketball.
He's just going to play this
thing
out.
He may just
kind of
play this out. And just maybe he's one of these guys. Because he feels a little bit like one of these guys that just like – I think he enjoys being a little bit to the beat of his own drum.
Yeah, and his identity is that a little bit.
Yeah.
But first, his identity is all-star point guard in the NBA.
Yeah, but that's
the only reason he gets the looks that he does.
Sometimes people just, you know, I just want to be different. Oh, well, I don't care.
Let's take our break here. When we come back, guess what? We have our MVPs right around the corner. Scott, do you have one yet, or we do need
yeah.
to?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
All right. Scott's got his MVP. I've got one ready. Mine is equipped with some sound.
Might be
too.
The MVP of my MVPs.
Let's come back. More to go. It's KSL's Unraveled on KSL News Radio. MVPs are next.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.